just in time devotionals. Genesis 12, 1 to 2 version. Promises that matter. How many times have you received a word from the Lord and it has seemed to you like something that does not make sense or that is impossible to fulfill? Many times when God gives us a word, it is precisely that. His thoughts express it to us that in our own strength will not be able to be fulfilled, because that comes from God. Because precisely what the Lord seeks is that when He gives us that word, we listen to His voice, we trust. To depend on God is necessary and important. Many times God gives us a promise. And if we do not have a constant relationship with the Lord, it will appear to us as something illogical, something that came out of our imagination, and not something that really came from the Lord. I want to talk to you about a man who received a timely promise. He received a timely word, and it was a word that God gave him because God was determined or had planned with him to do wonderful things. I want to give you understand something important, my dear friends. When God gives you a word, He wants to awaken the promise that He put inside of you and awaken in you that vision that He determined for your life, what He wanted for your life, and awaken in you that vision before He created you, before you came to this earth. God formed you in your mother's womb. You already existed in eternity. This is tremendous. We already existed in eternity. We are part of the dream that God had in His heart. In Psalms chapter 139, verse 16, David wrote, "Thine eyes saw mine embryo, and in that book were written all those things which were afterwards formed, and none of them was lacking." That is to say, God's design was David's way of explaining it. God looked a book and wrote there what He had determined for you, and then what He designed, He brought to reality. We are not born just because God has a plan with each one of us. We can go through life without believing it and live for the sake of living. We can fall into activities and only feel good because all the time we're moving, but not mobilizing. My beloved friend, movement does not imply progress. You can do so much and get tired. That in the end, you are not going to get anywhere because you do not have a clear vision of life, and not having a clear vision of life leads us to get tired, to fall into activism, and in the end we feel that we do not achieve anything. We get tired, demotivated. So it is important to pay attention and know that God has a plan. We can focus on seeking that plan, or we can continue in the game of the world and try to fill the emptiness in our heart with material things that in the end we will enjoy them for a moment, but we will continue to feel the same or worse than before, because the emptiness of man, my beloved friend, is made to the measure of God. At that, even if you try to ignore it and not believe, in the end you are going to come to that conclusion. So how good that you can listen to today's counsel. Save yourself so many headaches, so that after many years you don't come to say, "And why didn't I listen to this pastor who is talking to me?" Maybe today is the time where you need to listen to God. He has a dream for you. He has determined to do something with you. And when He designed you, He put purpose inside of you. And once you discover it, when you know God and you go from a religion to a relationship with Him, you begin to discover His purpose. You begin to understand so many things, to the point that you realize that the time when you cried was necessary. And now it makes sense that a tear makes sense, that a love makes sense, that a problem makes sense, that an obstacle in the way made sense. Of course it makes sense. That door that didn't open makes sense too, because it is part of the plan. It is part of God's process. But for all this to happen, I got ahead of the facts. It must have a starting point. That starting point is to believe or not to believe. That is the question. So there was a man who had the same thing happen to him, and God gave him a word. This man was Abraham. And in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, look, listen carefully to what God says to him. The Lord had said to Abraham, "Leave your country and your relatives and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you." Look how it begins. God had said to Abraham, "Leave all that you have." Now, the Bible does not mention how Abraham lived, but if he took his servants, his handmaids, his wife, and his nephew Lot, it means that Abraham lived well. If he had servants and handmaids, it means that Abraham had money. That is, that he could have a good economic position in the place where he lived. Perhaps enjoyed a good reputation in front of the world. Yes. But when God appears to make us uncomfortable, it is not simply to make us uncomfortable, but to indicate to us that He has a purpose for us, and that where God is going to take us, it is much better than the good we are living now. It is excellent. And many times excellence will not share anything of what we good has. It will express it again. Many times excellent will not agree with everything that the God has. The good and excellence do not go hand in hand, my beloved friend. God always wants the excellence for you. We want the good, and sometimes the good will limit us, and it will take us to accommodate it, right? It's going to take us to get comfortable so we don't get out of our comfort zone, and we don't see beyond our noses. And maybe that's what's happening today. You've limited yourself, and you've set aside the word that God gave you. Or worse, yet you've thought that the good that you've living now is the fulfillment of God's promise. But so what if it's not? So what if there's more? So what if God has more for you? But you limit yourself because you got comfortable with the good. And the good is part of the process. It's not the whole process. It's not the whole precious, because we are easy to settle where we feel good. Where we feel good. If we get to a place and we find a share and we feel good in that share, we may be looking at a recliner later on. But we're not going to move from here because I'm just comfortable. Comfort is an enemy of vision. Comfort will limit you, and it will always be an obstacle for you to advance in God's purpose for your life. Now, we can imagine how much comfort Abraham had, but it depends on God. God gave the word, believing it depends on us, living it, keeping it, putting it into practice depends on us, my beloved friends. It will not depend on God. It depends on us. Because if there is something that God respects, it's free. It's free will. How many words, how many things God has told you to do, and you have postponed them. We love procrastination. We love it, right? The comfort of the moment, and we find it hard to give it up because we don't believe we deserve better, and will hit in a parenthesis, we don't deserve it, but because of Christ we receive it, because it is by grace, because of His love, and because of His mercy. So let's put ourselves for a moment in Abraham's shoes. God tells Abraham to get out of his land. Leave your relatives. Now the Bible begins by saying that the Lord had told Abraham, that is God, at this moment is not telling him. God already spoke to him, and he read this. It means that Abraham took his time to meditate on what God was saying to him. This is important. When we receive a word, we must learn to meditate on it. We are going to take it into the presence of the Lord, so that He is the one who gives us the wisdom to understand that this word comes from Him, and it is not something that we desire, or that is for our own delight. Second, when God gives you a word, don't run to share it with anyone, because not everyone will have the same spirit that is in you. Not everyone will understand what God is saying. Some will try to kill the word at once, so it's up to you to take care of it. Third, wait patiently. No, don't take things lightly. Learn to be patient, to observe, to walk carefully always, confident but carefully. Confident and careful, my beloved friends. This is important because sometimes God tells us something and we go to such a person because we consider him our best friend or part of our family. Then we'll tell him everything that God told us, and they laugh in our face. And that's as far as what we believed. Imagine that God, after giving Abraham this word, Abraham goes to his dad or his mom or his family, gathers them together and says, "Well, I'm going to leave because God appeared to me and he told me that he will leave you. He will leave all this comfort, this land, so I don't care what you are going to do with it. I'll pick up my money or my gossip or my clothes and go to my family," right? So this is the last talk I'm going to have with you. How do you think your family would react? "But Abraham, are you sure that God appeared to you?" Now, they were in a place where they worshipped many gods. The first thing they will ask you is, "Which God was it that spoke to you?" So Abraham, in the midst of many questionings, would have had to give explanations, which he himself did not understand. Because sometimes you believe, but you do not understand why you are believing. And that is the wonderful things about faith, that you receive the word, you open yourself, and you said, "Lord, let your will be done," and you believe, and you know what is going to happen. You do not know how you do. You don't know how you don't know when, but you are believing. That's the blessing of this faith. You, in order not to give expectations to anyone and not to let his faith waver, Abraham kept silence and made a decision. When you are going to make a decision, make sure you make it with the right people, with those that God has surrounded with you, with those that are necessary to be there to achieve what he determined was going to be with you. So Abraham didn't say anything to anyone to avoid that. Precisely those questionings, but he made the determination. I imagine that the wife would ask him, Sarai would ask him, but Abraham such a thing? No, calm down, woman. I really made the decision. We're going to leave, because he knew that it was God who had spoken to him. He knew and understood what God had given him, and he was not going to doubt. Now, if they had asked him, well, okay, you are going to leave. Where to? Tell us, where are you going? God appeared to me and told me to get out of here, that he was going to bless my generations, that my generations were going to be great, that he was going to give me a great inheritance, and that he was going to take me to a land. I don't know which one, but he told me that he was going to take me. Let's put ourselves in Abraham's family shoes. What would they have through? Abraham, you're crazy. First, your wife can't give you children. Secondly, how come he told you that he was going to take you to a land, but you don't know which land it is? Do you realize? That is why it is important to learn to be silent when God gives us a word. Believe in your heart and walk in that word. When God gives you a word, he gives it to you to awaken a vision in you. He gives it to you to indicate that there is purpose and to give you direction, so that you do not get lost, so that you walk in the right way and understand that if that word came from him, he has the right time to fulfill it. This is important. What has God told you? What is the mission that God has put in your life? Are you going to be obedient like Abraham? Or are you going to keep thinking and meditating if it really came from God? Today, more than ever, we need to tune our ears to listen to the voice of God. Believe what he told us and move forward with a clear direction, guided by the Lord. Father, I thank you for this wonderful word that you gave us to understand in this devotional. I ask you, Lord, through this word, to awaken the hearts of many that they may receive it, keep it, and remember that you have a plan for each one. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. This is a production for pastor and friend Elias Hodges. God always comes just in time. I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals in Just in Time. And if you have Instagram, follow Pastor Elias Hoyos on Instagram as Pastor Elias. A hug, blessings.